The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk tech, and this week we're joined by Killian Ginnity, who's going to look at some products and some developments in the area and also answer your questions. You can WhatsApp them to us, 087 1400 106. Killian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What's in Google's Notebook LM?
I am so excited about this. I haven't shut up about this for the last week. So it is an online research assistant that it's like ChatGPT, but you decide the information that you give it. So you give it a load of sources. So that could be PDFs, transcripts, websites, YouTube videos, audio. And it you can then ask it questions like you would ChatGPT, but it will only use the data that you give it.
Okay.
So it's not going to do these dreams where the information is going to be wrong. It's only going to give what you have told it is either right or what you want.
So this is something in our business, for example, if we put in all our briefs
yes.
for various things, it could search all of those briefs and create a new document.
Absolutely. And then you can ask a question. So like in our notes here, I fed it a load of bits about the Pat Kenny Show and I asked it, tell me about Pat Kenny and News Talk. And I gave it like a Wikipedia top line, including all the references of where it got that in the documents. So if you want to double check anything, it allows you to do that. And not only that, and this is the coolest part, and this is where all the news have been kind of going around, it will condense them into a little podcast.
Ever find yourself glued to an interview, just hanging on every word, even if you don't really know the guest? That's the Pat Kenny effect.
It is.
Today's deep dive cracks open the enigma of this Irish broadcasting legend.
Okay.
Isn't that freakily human?
And that's artificially generated.
Artificially generated.
Now, mind you, it's all true.
It is 100% true. I put in all the right data. But it does this in such a way that I think that took me about 3 minutes to generate. And it's 9 minutes long. So, like, it scoured everything. But it'll also say when it doesn't have all of the facts. So mm-hmm. like at the end of our note here, it actually says, I don't have access to every episode of the Pat Kenny Show, so I can't give you all of the info. But what a lot of people are saying is this is the end of podcasting, that me and you, Pat, are going to be replaced by this.
Yeah.
No, not really, because that's not what this is for. It's meant to make information digestible so that you can just say, oh my God, the leaving cert is tomorrow. I need to know all of my history bits. Yeah. Here's the notes that I have. Speak it to me so I can understand it. But it's just the fact that Google can do this and have these little ums and ahs and little pauses. They even make jokes to one another. It's really, really freaky.
How long to do something like that? How long does it take to process?
So I gave it, I think, 7 sources, including transcripts and websites. And it took about 3 minutes to make the 9 minutes of audio.
Wow.
And not only that, you can then go and ask it the questions like we have. It's what this is meant to do is to be a study aid, so they help you condense everything. But if people wanted to, and they probably will, they'll be able to put in like false crypto scams or something like that, make it sound like it's a real podcast, but it's real humans, and then be able to send that to somebody.
So bad actors can still abuse this, even though the intent is good.
Absolutely. Now, this is still only in the experimental stage. This isn't even haven't got onto the stage where Google think this is ready for proper public use. It's so exciting and it's made my life so much easier already. So okay. This is Google's Notebook LM.
There's something else coming along. Meta has announced MovieGen. What's that?
So this is, again, an AI video generator. So you can put it in like you would for, say, like DALL-E or any of the normal kind of ones that we've all played with before. But it will make not only a video, it will also put in the sound. That's a new thing. So you can give it a photo of, say, you, Pat, just you in the studio, and you can say, make Pat drink a coffee. And then there'll be a video of you drinking the coffee. But if you say, make Pat drink a coffee in a field with a combine harvester in the background, it will have the combine harvester and the sound of the combine harvester in the distance.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, where this, so I work in the digital team, and this is where it could be a pain for me, is you could also tell it to edit. So you can give it clips and say, oh, I want this type of a video with this kind of effect, and it'll just cobble it together. Now, thankfully, this isn't available for public use yet, but Meta, if this is what they do in the background, it's not long before they're going to put this out that we can all be using
now,
this.
Now, this is why we need data centers. There's so much power and space needed for this kind of thing.
It's insane, the power usage and obviously the environmental cost of that, and even just the space for just all this data. Because the one thing that this does, and they haven't really answered it, is it uses a combination of licensed and publicly available data sets. So it is going to use other people's data, but they're going to have to store it, and then they're going to have license of one as well, which means they're going to have a double copy of that, and they're going to have to double check all of that. It gets very, very complicated, but the tool itself is scarily good.
Gmail for iOS has got an AI assistant.
Yep. So I'm not a fan of iPhones, and this is one of the reasons why, is because iPhones are only getting this now, because Android's had it since January. But basically, it's another AI feature that's going into your emails. So you could say, oh, tell me the latest on my deliveries for this week, and it'll just go through all your emails and get you that data. Oh, give me my unread emails in the last month that I haven't got around to, and it'll just do that.
And have I got, therefore, I have that at the moment, have I?
It should be rolling out once you have the Gmail app. Now, Gmail, you can also put in any other email. It doesn't have to be a Gmail. So you can put in your Outlook or anything like that, depending on if you're using a work one, it'll depend on your company's security measures.
TikTok in the wars.
As always.
Again.
Pat, as always. So Texas is suing TikTok for sharing minors' personal data. So their attorney general, who is a Republican, is alleging that they have violated a new law, which is the Securing Children Online Through Parental Empowerment Act, SCOPE. And so this act had actually been put on pause earlier on in the year for checking if it was actually lawful or not. And they, obviously, TikTok are denying the allegations, especially when it's coming at $10,000 per violation is the charge. And this would account to any underage profile on TikTok in Texas. So what this seems to be really is that it's another undermining of TikTok. If America doesn't ban it in January, then parents are going to have to second guess it, because are their children's data actually secure?
Now, the question's coming in. Could your tech expert, Killian, tell me if there's a big difference between Echo Show and Google Nest? Most of my products are Google, but the offers are on Echo Show.
Yeah, generally, I would say to stick in the one ecosystem. So if it's Google, go with Google. Amazon right now are having a Prime Day deal. So that would be the Echoes. They are very, very good value. In terms of functionality, they're practically the same. It just depends on whether you're an Apple household, an Amazon household, or a Google one. If you're giving it for a gift and want to save a few euro, go with the Echo. But if you're trying to actually make somebody use it on a day-to-day life, go with the Google.
Recommendations for a simple phone for a kid in school, only to keep in touch. They won't be using a smartphone.
If you look at some of the Nokias that Harvey Norman have, they're about 60 or 70 euro. There's two options. You can either go for more of an old school one, or you can go for one that's a very, very basic Android. More importantly is to go in and enable your child safety features, which allow you to limit the apps that they can access and for the amount of time.
Could your tech person recommend where they listen to podcasts? My husband pays for them, but I generally use Spotify. I'm not against spending money on them, though.
Obviously, there's the Go Loud Player, which is a fantastic tool for podcasts. But really, it's about what you're trying to listen to. If you can't find it elsewhere, well, then you may have to go and pay the likes of Audio Wolf and BBC. Although they generally do go across other platforms, they don't always. What I actually use is YouTube Music, because I pay for YouTube Premium.
With Microsoft ending support for Windows 10, should I update to Windows 11? Are there any issues with Windows 11?
The issues with Windows 11 should be all fixed. Depending on the power of your machine, it might run a little bit slower, although most versions of Windows 11 do have backwards capability that doesn't grind it to a halt like it previously would. Do upgrade if your PC can allow. Not all of them can.
I have an old iPod and I don't know how to get the music off it. It won't turn on. Any suggestions?
If it won't turn on, that could be a battery problem. So you could look to try and find somebody to fix it. And generally, if it's an older iPod, the lad in the town that's handy with tech would probably be your best bet. But yeah, like if it's a battery issue, then maybe go to a streamer. It might be cheaper.
Hmm. Could I check what the best camera is on a smartphone? I've heard the Apple iPhone Pro is great, but do I need to spend that much money to get good quality?
Not anymore, you don't. The Apple ones are fantastic, but if you're coming from an Android, there's too many downsides to moving to an iPhone, as far as I'm concerned, especially the latest ones. The Samsung ones are very, very good, but they're quite expensive. The OnePlus ones are very, very good, and they're on the cheaper end of it. And the Google Pixels are very, very good. It's actually quite hard to find a bad camera these days. It just depends on... have a look for megapixel sizes and what glass is in them. So some of them will say it's a Leica glass. Anything that's brand named or Hasselblad are very, very good.
Final one. I'm traveling to New York on Friday. I was wondering what would be the best mobile service in America be. I'm currently with Three Mobile Business Plan on an Android phone.
If you have like a Revolut, an eSIM would probably be your best bet. I think Revolut do them. But again, just have a look to see if your provider provides an eSIM. It allows you just to load it up in your phone and go. You don't have to worry about getting anything physical. And then you can just dump it as you need.
Killian, thank you very much. This is Killian Ginnity from News Talk's digital team.
Well, the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.